Good morning, everyone. Let's Bezrat Hashem Bli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Moriah Rav David C. Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Kuf Mem Tes. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. I'm sorry if people didn't know what time the daf is. Sunday morning, it's always 7:15. Says the Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about different things that it's forbidden or permissible to do with your meal on Shabbos. At the beginning of the Mishnah, the Mishnah begins a discussion of certain things that you are not allowed to read lists of certain things on Shabbos. I remember a couple of years ago on Yontif, so my wife was reading off her menus on Yontif, and one of the kids told my wife that she's not allowed to read off the menus on Yontif. So I think the poskim are lenient with that, but let's keep that in mind over here as we go through the sugya over here. What kind of lists are permissible to read on Shabbos and Yontif, and what kind of lists are not permissible to read? There's a prohibition of reading shtarei hedyotos, which are like, you know, business-related documents. One is not supposed to read business-related documents on Shabbos. Because it says on the Shabbos, it says in Pasukim Shayo, V'chibadeto me'aseh osterechecha, mimtzo cheftzecha v'daber davar. So you're not supposed to do like business-related things on Shabbos. So you're not even allowed to read things that might bring you. You're not even allowed to read things that might bring you to, to read shtarei hedyotos, to read like business documents on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah. Mona Adam es Orchav. When you're counting your guests that you want to invite to your Suda Shabbos to know how much bread you need, Ve'es Paparosav, you're also allowed to count the numbers of loaves of bread according to how many guests you have. Mi Piv, you're only allowed to count that list up Baal Peh. Avaloman Aksav, but you're not allowed to go down a guest list on Shabbos and Yontif and count up and see, how many guests do I have coming and how many loaves of bread do I need? Because we're afraid, the Gemara is going to explain why. We'll see why in the Gemara. You're not allowed to read a list. Like I said before, my wife, one of my kids told my wife, she's not allowed to read the menus on Shabbos and Yontif. We'll see. Mapis Adam im banam ve'imnei beso ala shulchan. A person is allowed to make a lottery with his children on the table to see who gets which piece of meat or which piece of challah. But you're not allowed to sort of say, okay, you get the bigger one, you get the smaller one, you know, have a lottery. If the number comes out one, you get the bigger piece. If the number comes out two, you get the smaller piece. So if all the pieces are the same, then you're allowed to do a lottery. But if it's a big one, can I get a small one, then you're not allowed to do a lottery. The Gemara is going to explain why this is a problem. Umatilin chaloshin ala kodshim biyamtif. You are allowed to make lotteries for karbanos that are shechted on yamtif to distribute the meat to the kohanim. So there shouldn't be a fight. Avolo al hamanos, but not on portions of karbanos that were shechted on erev yamtif. Because you should have and could have done the goral yesterday. Now, interestingly, it says here you're allowed to count the number of Jews that you have for your guest list only by heart, but you're not allowed to count them from a list. You're not allowed to count your guests from a list. That was the first line of the Mishnah. Now, the problem here is, what about counting Jews in general? Are you allowed to count Jews bichlal? So the Rishonim point this out here, but so some say the only Isser is when you're coming to the final number. However, here you're counting each one to himself. You're checking off Reuven, give him a piece of bread, check. Shimon, give him a piece of bread. The number is how many pieces of bread, not the people. So the Chasam Sofer says that's why in this case you are allowed to count, because you're not counting. Actually, to get the five, you don't care how many guests you have, you just want to make sure each guest has a loaf of bread. So you're not out for the final number, you just want to make sure to assign a piece of bread to each person. So says the Chasam Sofer. up. Now, the Ran has another leniency over here in the name of Tosfos. It's only usur to call out in your name, to call out the name from the list. However, just to look at the list, to look at the list and to count them in your head would be permissible. Because you're making a heker. So that could be a heter for the menus also. However, Rabbi Yonah writes, no, even that's also usur. Even that's also, that's an interesting question. Somebody should put on Rabbi Willig's halacha chat. Someone should put that shayla. Is it permissible to read from menus on Shabbos? It's an interesting question. I think it's connected to this Mishnah. Because it's a gzeir of shtari hedyotis. Let's see. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara, my taima, what's the reason that you're not allowed to read from a list? Machlok zamarim. Rav Bibi amar gzeira shema yimchok. Rav Bibi said we're afraid because their minhag was when you read a list. So after you called a certain person, you'd erase them from the list. So we're afraid you're going to come to erase. Abai omar no gzeira shema yikra b'shtar hedyotos. We're afraid if we let you read this list, you'll read other business. You'll read other business-related documents. My benai, what's the difference between these two reasons? Ikemenai de kasav akosel. If you wrote the list on the wall umidly and it's way up high, that you couldn't erase it. Lamanda mashema yimchok lo chayshinan. It's too high. You're not going to erase it. By the time you get up there, you'll realize it's Shabbos. Lamanda mashema yikra. The one who says that we're afraid you're going to come to read business documents chayshinan. Says Gemara, really? Lamanda mashema yimchok. But according to the opinion that says we're worried maybe you're going to erase it, why aren't we also worried maybe you'll come to read the Shtar Yotos? Like, why isn't he worried about that reason? Vesu, and furthermore, just because it's high up on the wall, we're not worried you're going to come to erase it? Vahatana, and we learned in the Mishnah earlier, lo yikra la'araner, you're not allowed to read by the light of a fire on Shabbos, even if it's two floors up. And even if the lamp is even two floors higher than the person, I feel even it's 10 floors up, so you're not going to come to adjust it. But nevertheless, lo yikra, even though you can't get there, still you have a problem of lo yikra. So how could the Gemara over here say that just because it's up high on the wall, we're not worried you're going to come to erase it? Because usually we have a rule like low plug. The rabbis don't make distinctions. If the rabbis say you're not allowed to read by the light of a candle because you might come shemayata, maybe you come to adjust it. Doesn't matter whether it's within range or it's not within range. Either way, they made one blanket takana. You can't do it. So soto over here, you shouldn't be able to read it. So the Gemara says you're right. So we back out from that reason. Ela ika beinayu dekasav akotel umitate. No. Really, it's on a wall, but it's a low place where you could reach it. Lamanda Hashem Yimchok Chayshinan. So we're worried maybe you're going to erase. Lamanda Hashem Yikra Lo Chayshinan Guda B'Shtara Lo Michlif. Just because it's written on a wall, you're not going to come to read Shtari Adyotos. People aren't going to confuse a wall with a document. It's two different things. So we're not worried you're going to come to read a business document. Ask the Gemara. Lamanda Hashem Yikra Lo Chayshinan Yimchok. The guy says we're worried about Shtari Adyotos. Why aren't we worried maybe you can come to erase the name? Ella, you're right. Third possibility. Ela ikabeinayu dechayik atavla vapinkas. The list is chiseled in to a wooden sheet, or like the storekeepers used to have something covered with wax, and they would carve it in. Lamanda mashem yimchok lo chayshinan. We're not worried you'd come to erase it because it's a headache and a half to erase something chiseled. Or something in wax. Lamanda Mashema Yikra, but the one who says worried, maybe you're going to come to read other documents, so we are worried. Ask the Gemara, Lamanda Mashema Yikra, Klecha Shema Yikra. Why aren't you worried? Why isn't that opinion worried about the other Chashash? V'chi Tema, Tavlo Pinchas Bishtar Lo Mechla. We'll say the same answer that a wooden slate and this storekeeper's wax covered list, people aren't going to come to confuse with the document. V'atanya, Mona Adam Kama mi bifnim kama b'chutz. A person is allowed to count how many relatives he's going to has room to seat inside in the kavadika seats, and how many relatives he could sit outside in the less kavadika seats. V'kama manos asid laniach lifneim, and how many pieces of meat he needs. Miksav shal gabe akosel. you're allowed to count that from on a list that's on a wall. Avolo miksav shal gabe tavlo pinkas. You're allowed to count it from a ksav that's on a wall, but not on a ksav that's on a wooden slate. Sehichdami ilema dichsiv michtav. If it's written in ink, ma'ishnach, what's the difference where it is? Elalav dechayik, it's chiseled in. And yaduktani miksav shal gabe akosel, then you're allowed to, because we're not going to come to confuse it. Avolo miksav shal gabe tavlo pinkas, but you see that on the wooden slate. And on the storekeeper's pinkas, so you are going to come to confuse it. So what's the difference? Says the Gemara, Elolam, a fourth possibility. Maybe it's the fifth already. Elolam dekasav akosel midah. We go back to that answer. Then it's way up high on the wall. Udukakashalach derabba. You asked me, hey, I thought we learned before by reading by the light of a nair. Even if it's very high up, we're still choshish. Says the Gemara. The rabbi tanoihi, that issue, whether or not the rabbis just make their takanas across the board, or no, that if it's too high up and you're not going to come to adjust it, we don't aren't worried. That issue, in fact, is a machlokas tanoim. Where do we see that? Desanya, we learned in a brisa, mona adam es orchav es paparosav mipiv. A person is allowed to count his guests from a list. Baal peh avalo. I'm sorry, not from a list. He's allowed to count his guests, Baal Peh, Avalomen Aksav, but you're not allowed to do it from any written list. Rabbi Acha, Matir Miksav Shal Gabe Akosel. He permits if it's writing on a wall, because he says people aren't going to confuse a wall with a document. Hey Chidami, Ilema Dichsev Mitata, if it's low down, Lecha Shema Yimchok. Why aren't we worried maybe you come to erase it? Elalav, Dikasev Midli, it's high up. So you see, some people say, if it's high up, we're not worried you're going to come to erase it because you're not going to get up there so high. So this issue about whether or not when the rabbis made takanas, did they change the takana if the reason for the takana wasn't applicable? In this case, this issue, which is a major shas issue, is in fact a machlokas tanaim. Vahani tanai, kahani tanai. The Gemara says that these tanaim are holding like other tanaim. Desani, we learned in a brisa. Ain Rowan Bemara B'Shabbos. Wow, isn't this halacha? Why, we don't hold this way. Well, we'll see. You're not allowed to look at a mirror on Shabbos. Whoa, Chumra of the Month Club. You're not allowed to look at a mirror Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid if you look at a mirror, maybe you will see that your hair is uneven, and you'll come to take a scissors and even out your hair. That's Tanakama. Rab Meir says, what are you talking about? Rab Meir Matir B'Mara HaKavua B'Kosel. Rab Meir permits if the mirror is attached to the wall. Now, what in the world is the difference whether the mirror is attached to the wall or not? It says more. Maishna HaKavua B'Kosel. Why does Rab Meir permit a mirror that's attached to the wall? Dada Hachi V'Hachi. By the time he goes to get the scissors, midkar, he'll remember. She'eno kovuanami, even if the mirror is not attached to the wall, it's the same thing. Adachi vachi midkar. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a glass mirror that, hacha, answer the Gemara, hacha, b'mara shel matechas askina. We're talking about a metal mirror that you'd use the mirror itself to cut off the hair when you look at it. Why are you not allowed to use a metal mirror on Shabbos? You're going to use the metal mirror to cut off the hair. So that's what Rav Meir says. If it's attached to the wall, we're not worried about it. Ah, so you see the same machlokas over here. That if it's attached to the wall, we're not worried. By the time you detach it from the wall to cut off your hair, it's not going to happen. Now, this deal about not looking at a mirror, So the Rishonim point out over here that it's even usher for a man to look at a mirror during the week, forget about on Shabbos, because that's being like a woman. Lo silbash gever. So even though it's us, or even for a weekday, for a man to look at himself in a mirror, because that's a violation of Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. The Targum, if you look at the Targum, Unklus, on the Pasuk, Lo Silbash Gever Simlas, Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, the Targum says that you shouldn't, have beautifying practices of the women. But the Ran writes that in a town where the men are used to looking in a mirror like the women, if it's normal for the men to look in a mirror like the women, so then it's mutter. And there's no problem of lo yilbash. And luckily, even though I usually give you chumras, but there are more paskins in Yoredeya that it's permissible for a man to look at a mirror. Now, I remember my Rashiv used to say that the Briskerov, before he would leave the house, he would always look at the mirror to make sure that a Talmud Chacham has to look appropriate. My Rashiv used to be from Kerem Yavne, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Chaim Yaakov Govich, was a Talmud of the Briskerov. So luckily the Rama paskins it's okay. However, there's a Tosis in Avodah Zarah that writes that we're talking here about a woman. However, Tosis adds that if you're not doing it just to beautify yourself, it's mutter. Like, let's say you're giving yourself a haircut, or you have a problem with your eye, so you're allowed to do it. If you just, the problem with looking in a mirror, according to Tosis in Avodah Zarah, the problem with looking in a mirror is just to look and see how beautiful you look. That would be forbidden. So that's an interesting question over here. Some say, the Shilta Gibbon writes that some say the Sugi is talking about a person who works for the government, so he has to look a certain way, so therefore it's permissible for him to look at a mirror. Interesting issue, is a man allowed to look in a mirror? We paskin that a man is allowed to look in a mirror, like the Ramah. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Ksav HaMahalach Tachasat Surah. Wow, this is such interesting halachas over here. So interesting. So, let's say you have a picture in the museum of a zebra. And you go to the museum on Shabbos, and underneath the picture of the zebra, it says, Zebra. So, Ksav HaMahalach Tachasat Surah. V'Tachasat Duknos. Or, under different scenes with human beings, like the war of David and Goliath. And underneath it says, this is the picture of David fighting Goliath. Aser lekrosa b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read those signs on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to read Shtari Adyotus. Udiyokna atzma af b'chol aser l'stakaba. And a picture of a human being. You're not allowed to look at a picture of a human being even during the week. By the way, Dafyomi coincidence. What's this week's parasha? What's the second of the Aseres Hadibros? Lo yilacha Elohim achim apanad. Lo sas alacha pesel v'chol tumuna asher b'shemayim imal v'ashem aras tachas. You're not allowed to have a human form in the house. So this is related to this. Udyukna atzma, a picture of a human being, af b'chol osed l'stakoba. Even during the week, you're not allowed to look at it. Mishim shenemar, Al tifnu el ha'elilim. My Talmud Ramechana, al tifnu el mada'aschem. Something that you drew up on your own, from your own knowledge. Now, this is a massive discussion. What exactly is really usher over here? What is really usher? So, even if this is just made for, even if it's just like a decoration, it's not for any Avodah Zarah at all. So Rashi says, Al tifnu listaka v'masei yedeichem shebo midas levavchem v'chalal shalachem. Your own creations you're not allowed to look at. You're only supposed to look at Hashem's creations and not your own creations. This is a So the people, so the big Jewish artists, they're not so happy with this. So some say that, you know, it's going to cause you to forget Hashem. So says the Ritva. And it's, so according to these explanations, the Meiri, it's even just pictures that are made, you know, just for you know, regular, enjoyable pictures. Like I have hanging in my house, pictures of a Hasidim dancing or whatever. However, the Rambam and Tosfos, Tosfos over here, Diukne. See the Tosfos, the one-liner? Look at the one-line Tosfos. Udiukne atzma apacholaser. Nira de... The b'shavya l'shem avodas gilulim, Amar. Avol l'noi mutter. No, it's only for avodas zara that it's a problem. Rambam Tosei, it's only for avodas zara that it's also to look at. Even if it hasn't yet been worshipped. But something made, avol d'mus ha'asig l'noi? You have a picture in your house of a human being that's made for just for a decoration? Tosa says it's mutter to look at it. So that's a massive discussion. What in Shulchan Aruch? What types of forms? That's why a lot of times you see the books that have pictures of you. So a photograph is okay, but to make a picture, if it's three dimensional, might be a problem. That's why you see sometimes in the books when they make pictures, they don't include the face. Because if it's missing something, also that's another reason why it's mutter. Sometimes you have that they won't include the face. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Ksav HaMahal. We just did that. Mafis Adam in Banav Mnei Beisa. So you're allowed to make a lottery with the members of your family to see who's going to get which piece of challah. Says the in Banav Mnei Beisa, and you can only do it with your own people at your own table. Vim Acher Lo. But with other people, you can't do this. My time. Kedravida Meshmol. Damravida Meshmol. Bnei Chabura. People who are like part of a group. HaMakpidim Zalzeh. If, you know, they're not all like, you know, if I lend you money, you want your money back. If I give you a little more, you want food back. So over Mishum Mido, Mishum Mishkal, and Mishum Minyan. So you're not allowed to measure stuff on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to weigh things on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to count things on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to write it down. It's Xera Mishum Mekachal Memkar. So Soto over here doing a lottery with people who you normally are makbid, that they pay you for stuff. So then you can't do that. So they violate like borrowing and paying back on Yontif and on Shabbos. So therefore it's usur because it's like lending on Shabbos because we have a gzeira shema yichtov. We're afraid you're not allowed to lend something to somebody on Shabbos because we're afraid maybe you'll come to write it down. Like we learned in the last Mishnah, you're not allowed to say a language of halva'ah. It's only mutter with language of she'ela. Soto over here, you're not allowed to do this kind of a lottery except with your family. Says the Gemara, ukedivrei Hillel af mishum ribis. According to Hillel, it's even a problem of interest. If I give you a loaf and you give me back a loaf, so if it's not exactly the same loaf, so Hillel says it could be a problem of interest. Says the Gemara, ihachi banuvu b'nei beiso nami. So why is it mutter with the members of your household? Says the Gemara, no, banav b'nei beiso hain taima, k'dav hila marav, damav hila marav, mutter lahavos banav b'nei beiso, b'ribis, k'dei lahat iman tam ribis. You own everything. If it's the people of your house, so it's all your money. So you're allowed to lend them with interest so they should get the idea of interest, right? Just that they should taste how bad it is. So you're allowed to train them and taste them how bad interest is by doing like fake interest. It's all your money anyway, but you're allowed to do that. So to over here, you are allowed to, in terms of this Isser, there's no Isser with the members of your household of like measuring out exact portions, Mido Mishkal and the Isser of Halva Piron, because since you own all of it, so even though people are Makbid, so it's not real, it's not real, it's like fake because you own everything anyway. So making the lottery is not a problem. It says the Gemara, Ihachi, Mana Gedola Kenegan Mana Katana Nami. So why can't you trade a big piece for a small piece? Says the Gemara, Inachinami. You're right. With the members of your household, it's all your money anyway, so you're allowed to do that anyway. The Chisur Maxarachni, there are words missing from the Mishnah. This is the way to read it. Mafis adam in banu b'nei beis al shulchan afilu mana gadol kenegem mana katana. If it's all your money, it's just with your own family, you're even allowed to do a big piece against a small piece. My time at Rabbi Damarav, that you're allowed to train them about interest and about lending and all these problems. In Banavim Nebeso in, Imacherim lo. My time at Rabbi Damar Shmuel, that we're afraid that it's going to be a violation of interest, and it's going to be a violation of stealing and lending and borrowing, and it's in business, and it's Gzeira Shema Yichtov. So what about the end that you're not allowed to do? What's the problem with doing this during the week? It says, so if you're going to trade a big piece for a small piece, like have a lottery to see who gets the big piece and the small piece, that's not only us on Shabbos, that's us if it's not B'nai Beiso, it's us even during the week. My time in Mishum Kubia. Whoa, it's gambling. Whoa, gambling. Gambling, this Gemara seems to say, is Gezel Midrabanan. Uh-oh, football pools. Football pools, gambling Midrabanan. It's a big Shaila. Are you allowed to do all these things? Kamenetsky's giving out Chumras. It's not going to be a good day today. Football pools. So doing a lottery to see who gets the bigger piece and the smaller piece, so it's an Issur D'Rabbanan of gambling. That's a question whether gambling is really awesome D'Rabbanan or just it's just not nice. But that's what it sounds like over here. Okay, Matilin Chaloshin, you're allowed to make lottery for Karbanos, whose day was today, but not for Karbanos from yesterday. Says the Gemara, my Avalo Alamanos, I'm Rabbi Yaakov, Barad Bas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov. Apparently his father was a Rasha, so they didn't want to call him by his father's name. Avalo Alamanos Shel Chol, B'Yantif. You're not allowed to make a lottery for the portions of Erev Yantif on Yantif. Says Gemara, Pshita. You could have done it yesterday. Ma'od the same Mahol, Luxiv, Va'amcha Kimarive Kohen. Kohanim like to fight a lot. No offense to any Kohanim on the call. Isn't Dr. Deutsch a Kohen? Kohanim like to fight a lot. Afilu manos tochol nami. So you might think, hey, we should do a lottery so that there's peace that Kohanim aren't going to fight. Kamash Balan, sorry, if the mana was available yesterday, you should have done the lottery yesterday. You can't do a lottery on Shabbos, even though it'll prevent the Kohen from fights. V'amar Rabbi Yaakov, Barad Bas Yaakov. While we're listening to things that Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, said, we're going to list a few more. Kol shechaveiro nenash al yado. Anyone who you cause your friend to get punished, ein machnis naso b'mchitzasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem does not invite such a person into his abode. Wow. Minolan, how do we know this? Ilema mishum dechsev. By Achav, the 400 Nevi'im prophesied that Achav would be successful in the war. And the Navi Micha Yahu said, no. By Yom Hashem, mi yifates Achav v'yav yipol b'ramos gilad, who's going to seduce Achav to go and fight so he should die? So each of the different prophets were volunteering for the job. So then the wind said, I'll do it. I will become a false prophecy in all the prophets. Ayomer, good job. Tefate v'gam tuchal seva sekein. So Hashem accepted the taina of the wind, and he allowed the wind to go convince Achav to go to battle. So it's clear that Michayahu explained the prophecy that he heard from the 400 Nevi'im that he would be matzliach, even though he was lying. V'amrinan, and we say in the Beis Medrash, my ruach. What was this wind? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ze rucho shel Navos. This was the breath of Navos HaYisraeli, that Achav caused him to be killed. We might say, what does it mean at the end? He said, go out and do this. Amarav tsei memechitzasi. Once he succeeded in doing and in getting Achav punished, so Hashem kicked him out. So you see that anybody who causes somebody else to be punished gets kicked out. So here's a question. What do you mean? Hashem allowed a false prophecy? So no, that's not what it means. It means that Hashem allowed these words to be said, to be Mekayim the Gzeira. But not that it was actually a false prophecy. I have to figure out that problem. Says the Gemara, what kind of proof is this? V'dil ma'asam ayin ha'tayim, but d'chsev dover shkarim lo yikon. It was because they lied. That's why he kicked him out. Navos, who tried to convince the Nevi'im to say sheker, got thrown out because of the falsehood. Ela mehacha, says the Gemara, no, it's from the following pasuk about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, unbelievable Gemara. Nebuchadnezzar used to force all the kings to have Mishkav Zachar with him, to have homosexual relations. Unbelievable. And he would have a lottery to determine which king would get to have relations with him on which day. So on the day that Tzidkiyahu, it was Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda's turn to have relations with Nebuchadnezzar, so a miracle happened, and Nebuchadnezzar's Aver HaZachar became 300 amos long. That's what the Gemara is going to explain. So he got embarrassed. So the pasuk says in Chavakuk, Savata kolon mikavod shesei gamata veha'orel. Says the Gemara, Savata kolon mikavod zed Nebuchadnezzar. He got embarrassed more than the honor that he got. Shesei gamata veha'orel. You're going to now drink this cup of embarrassment and because of your arla. Zed Sidkia. Now, Sidkia also got punished because Nebuchadnezzar got punished because of him. Says the Gemara, what? Chad the kuli krab Nebuchadnezzar. So first of all, you can't say this because the whole pasuk is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Va'od, Tzidkiyah tzadika ma'av le'mehad. Like, what do you want from Tzidkiyah? He didn't do anything wrong. What should he have done? Nebuchadnezzar was forcing him to Mishkav Zachar. You can't punish Tzidkiyah for that. He's called Damri Damarav. Bisha Shibikish also Rush Alasos Loso Tzadik. Kach v'chule. So you see, they call Tzidkiyah a Tzadik here. So that can't be the source. Ela mehacha. Gam anosh la tzadik lo tov. Punishment for a tzadik is not good. Ein lo tov ela ra. Uksiv. Ki lo kel chafetz rasha ata lo yigur chara. Tzadik ata Hashem lo yogur b'mugur chara. That a tzadik doesn't want people to be punished on his account. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to allow a person to stick around if someone gets punished because of him. Says the Gemara, my Purahu. How do we know that the word chaloshim sounds like a lottery? Ben Shachar al. So the angel of Babel in the Shemaim is going to fall like he was like a star. So this is a proof that Nebuchadnezzar was going to be killed, and it calls him a cholish. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Malamid Shahaya Matil Pur. Cholish means lottery. He used to have a lottery al gedole malchus leida eze ben yomos al mishkav zachar. He would make a lottery to determine which king he was going to sleep, have homosexual relations with. Uksiv kol malche goyim kulam. And the end of that pasuk says all the kings. Shachvu b'kavod ish b'beisa. Rabbi Yochanan, shenachu mimeshkav zachar. After Nebuchadnezzar was killed, so Baruch Hashem, they didn't have to get involved in Mishkav Zachar anymore. Rabbi Yochanan, kol yamav shaloso, Rasha, lo nimtza schok b'fek kol birya. All the days of Nebuchadnezzar, nobody could laugh, nobody smiled. Shenemar, nacha shakta kol aretz patzchu rina. That after he died, the world was happy again. You see from that while Nebuchadnezzar was alive, There was no happiness. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asa Lamed Beveso, Shel Osa Rasha. It's also to stand in the house of Nebuchadnezzar, Shneamar, Usiirim Yirakdu Sham. The Shadim had to be there. And if people are going to go in the Shadim, we're going to have to go out. So Hashem wanted the Shadim to be there. Interesting. We once had a guy speak in DRS. He's now in the Olam HaEmes, a Holocaust survivor. He brought us the spoons from Hitler's bunker. He was in Hitler's bunker, Mr. Wargon. You may know the Wargon family from Kew Garden Hills. He was mamish in Hitler's bunker. I don't know. According to this, maybe he shouldn't have gone in there. I don't know. V'amar v'damash amarav. He said in Rav. B'shash b'gus osa rasha lasas lo sotzadik kach. When Nebuchadnezzar wanted to have Mishkav Zachar with Zidkiyahu, Nimshecha arlaso shlosh meos amma. So his Eiver HaZachar became 300 amas long. It literally went out in front of the whole party of kings that were there. Shneimar, Savata kolon mikavod shesegam ata veha orel. So you see from that, orel begamachia shalosh meos have. So his Eiver HaZachar became 300 amos long. When Nebuchadnezzar went down to Gehenim, Rasha kol yode Gehenim. The people of Gehenim got all scared. Amru, Shema, Limshal Aleim Huba. Maybe he's coming to Gehenim to rule over us. Ole Cholos Kemosim Huba. Or to also be punished. And Amar, Gamata Chulisa Kamonu Eilein Mishalta. Yad Sabas Kov Amra, don't worry about him. Mimino Amta Rida Vecheshkecha Eshar Arelim. Vahashkevas Arelim. You thought you were going to be more at peace. Now you have to go and go down with them in Gehenna. Another pasuk that talks about the destruction of the Nebuchadnezzar. Eich shavas noges shavsa madheva. They called him a madheva. Bubbles called him madheva. Amar vida amarav shavsa umazu sheamra medod vahave. This nation of Bubble used to take so much money, steal so much money. They would say, measure out your money and bring it to us. Ma'od ma'od havi below me. Just keep on bringing us gold. Urevu yatira hosvisli. Amarvida marav, yirmiya barava, malamed, shirachav al arizachar. Nebuchadnezzar rode on a male lion. The male is even more, apparently even more wild than the female. Vikashar tanin, and he, berosho, and he tied a snake to the head of a lion, that he even ruled over the animals. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem will be back to the 7:30 time. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow 7:30. Have a wonderful day.